Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you who watch on Facebook or watch on any other platform, it sounds like they're all back up, even though there's this big hearing going on in the Senate. Whoever, I guess, caused this outage, we're being told it was one person. Doe, they erased a bunch of code. I don't buy that. I think we were attacked by some entity out there. But for some reason, everything's supposed to be all copacetic, so we'll keep you guys in the loop if there are any more social media hacks or anything else, because I know many of you went to radio. Some of your cell phones are off. So that's what's good about radio. Radio, at least, you know, still keeps going. So big thanks to Jason and Daniel, who are our producers, and GCN, who still keeps the waves running. So, very interesting study. There's some good news and bad news with the study, and it was published in The Lancet, where on one end, the Pfizer vaccine shows that it's 90% effective at maintaining your immunity and keeping you out of the hospital and death from severe COVID for the first 6 months. But after 5 months, in fact, even by the four-month mark, the immunity starts to wane such that by 6 months, it's about half as strong as it was. So our immunity drops in this one study to about 47% after our second dose of COVID. And they basically looked at, I'll tell you what they say here. They said vaccine effectiveness against infection for the fully vaccinated decreased with increasing time since vaccination, declining from 88% during the first month after full vaccination to 47% after 5 months or 157 days. Individuals aged 65 years or older had a vaccine effectiveness originally of 80% after month one, dropping down to 43% at the 5 months after full vaccination. So I know some of you are like, 6 months versus 5 months. I think they mean 5 months after vaccination, after full vaccination. That's how it kind of brings you, I guess, to the six-month mark. I think that's where they're getting with that. So obviously, it shows that, okay, you got some good protection early on, some fantastic protection early on, but months later, it drops even below what we want our flu shot level to be. So there's still protection, which lasts at the six-month mark, but not as much. And so for those of us that got vaccinated in January of last year, I don't know what our numbers are now 8 months later. Here we are at the eight-month mark. Technically, I was fully vaccinated by February, so I'm at the seven-month mark. I can't tell you what percentage I'm at right now. And so this is kind of concerning because right now we as a society and a world are allowing all these mandates to go through and all these things getting written in stone. And I think we learned, you know, once you lock down or make a rule, it's really hard to reverse. That's why they can't repeal and replace Obamacare. That's why there's so many issues, you know, in Congress and stuff, because once you say, all right, so shall it be written, so shall it be done, it's really difficult to unchange, even with the wall. Once the wall started getting built and people saw its use, even though Biden stopped the wall, it's still kind of a thing. It's not something that'll just go away because people are asking for the wall. So back to the vaccine and the mandates, here we are, and you see all these health groups, you know, bragging about firing hospital workers that didn't get the vaccine and all that. What I worry about is somebody's going to actually start crunching the numbers and go, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, you and all those doctors in Las Vegas got your vaccine early on, you're not vaccinated. You're under vaccinated. Your immunity is not enough. And the other concern I have is when you look at the graph of the immunity in this one study, it really starts to drop at about the 4-month mark. That's where a big change happens. So you start to then wonder if maybe these vaccines are needed, I don't know, maybe right before the wave. And so it's almost wave specific, not in terms of its specificity, but in terms of its being able to cover you for a short stint of time. These boosters, we knew would be a lifelong booster. We wish they would be, but we were at least hoping once a year. We were hoping that at least you could go once a year. But seeing that in older people, your immunity really, really drops, this is why the CDC is like, okay, we need to give boosters. This is why the FDA approved boosters for over 65, because they saw that, you know, for older people, the immunity just doesn't last. Now, then the question is how could a medical marvel such as mRNA vaccine technology not induce a long enough immune response? Well, the big theory and the big argument was, well, it's because of the variants. The variants are escaping the vaccine. But with this study, they said no, they don't believe that's going to happen, because if the variant was an issue, and remember, this vaccine was built on the wild type virus, not necessarily Delta. They said there was really strong immunity that first month. Your immunity was super high that first month, 80 to 90%. So if the Delta variant's escaping it, then they wouldn't have seen such a high immunity. The fact that we're seeing the immunity drop over time means the effectiveness is based on the technology and not so much on the virus, unless the virus is changing that quickly over those few months, which they don't believe is happening. So what does that mean for us? Well, it means we're probably going to need boosters sooner than people are saying. That also means that we're going to have a hell of a time trying to reach herd immunity if our immunity is waning. It also means we really need to have honest conversations about who's getting breakthrough cases and who's getting hospitalized for breakthrough cases and how long it was since their shot. And if it turns out this is a shot that we need 3-4 times a year, then somebody needs to say it. And then we also need to rethink what we're doing with mandates, because if you have people with nice, strong immunity, aren't they the healthier people to be with the patients than those of us whose immunity is waning because we only got the vaccine? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one website I watch is Mayo Clinic's vaccine tracker on how the states are doing. And there's been a lot of talk about Alabama and Mississippi and their vaccine hesitancy, but not a lot of people are talking about the Midwest. You know, I watch Oklahoma. In fact, Oklahoma's neck and neck with Ohio right now in terms of, you know, how they vaccinated their kids, their middle age, as well as their seniors. But it's interesting to see what's going on in the Midwest. And so joining us next is Dr. Dale Bratzler, University Chief COVID Officer and Associate Dean of OU's College of Public Health. Dr. Bratzler, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, good morning.
Great. So, yeah, so, you know, much of the headlines kind of surround the southeastern United States. What's been going on in terms of the Midwest with COVID and then vaccine hesitancy?
Yeah, so in Oklahoma, we saw the lowest number of cases of COVID that we had since the start of the pandemic on June 7th, and then we started experiencing the Delta surge. And, in fact, we peaked right at the end of August with about 2,800 new cases a day in our state. Over the past month now, almost 5 weeks now, we've seen a slow reduction. I think we're past the surge of Delta in the state, and we're down to about 1,300 new cases a day in the state. So we, like other Midwestern and Southern states, saw the big surge of Delta, and now we seem to be trailing off in terms of our number of daily cases.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How's your hospitals holding up?
Yeah, so hospitalizations have also come down. We hit a peak at the first part of the pandemic back in January of about 2,000 people in the hospital. With this Delta surge, we hit about 1,600 people, and it doesn't sound as bad, but we're really struggling with nurse staffing now because we lost a lot of nurses after the surge in Delta in the pandemic early. So hospitalizations are down now. Today we were just under 900 people in the hospital. So, again, hospitalizations are coming down following that peak of the Delta surge with the reduction in cases we're seeing now.
And, you know, one thing that we have to put into perspective is this isn't our usual winter cough, cold, flu, pneumonia season. So we want hospitals to be nice and open and prepared for that. And then on top of that, we have to prepare for COVID, which is complicates matters. So, you know, do you think a lot of the Midwestern hospitals are going to be overrun this winter?
You know, I think it's going to really depend on what we see. COVID has come down a lot. And we think that there are a lot more people now that are vaccinated than there were when we hit last year's season. So we're hoping to see the numbers continue to come down. And if they do peak, not peak nearly as high as they did during the Delta surge. The other thing is, you know, we had a very, very mild flu season last year. And I'm a little bit concerned that people aren't being quite as vigilant about things like wearing masks and physical distancing that they did last year. So we'll have to see what happens with influenza. But right now, we're hoping that people go out and get their flu shots, get their COVID shots, and we can continue to see both in low numbers this year.
Absolutely. And you don't have to wait. Last year they were suggesting waiting between the two. You don't have to wait. You could get them the same day, you know. So a lot of people are still kind of unclear on that. So if you want to get your flu shot and you're getting a COVID booster, you know, please do that. You know, so vaccine hesitancy, originally they were, you know, blaming a political ideology. And now we're starting to see that there's a lot of other concerns that people have. What are you seeing? Because, you know, Midwest, and I don't really want to stereotype the Westerners versus the back east or the eastern seaboard. But, you know, there are different cultural differences. And being, you know, licensed in Mississippi and Alabama, I'm hearing from many who are unvaccinated, and their reasons are much different than those in California. What are you seeing in the Midwest?
Well, we've seen a lot of vaccine hesitancy. Some of them I call the vaccine procrastinators. They're not what I would consider anti-vaxxers. They just wanted to wait and see. They wanted to get past emergency use authorization. They didn't want to take the vaccine until there was full FDA approval. We saw people that had real concern about the rapidity of the development of the vaccine. And again, I highlight to them all the time that the technology for these types of vaccines has been around for many years. Mm-hmm. They just retooled the vaccine for COVID. We've seen people that, you know, there's just a bit of independence, particularly in rural parts of the state, that really don't want people telling them what they have to do. And I think, you know, quite honestly, I think there are a lot of people that live in the country and in rural places that feel that they're less at risk because they're not around the big population centers. And of course, young people, as you know, they're often invincible.
Yep. Yeah, you brought up a good point. Many people in smaller towns, and that's what I'm seeing in some of the states I'm licensed in, they're like, you know, I don't live in a metropolis, you know, so I'm good. My neighbor is two blocks down, and we're seeing, just like we're seeing in Alaska, you know, even in rural areas, COVID is still spreading like crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I always, when I talk to rural communities around Oklahoma, I talk about the places where people do come together. So things like schools, school events, high school gymnasiums, churches, restaurants, and other places. I think it's important that people in rural Oklahoma understand that when they get together in some of these rural settings that bring people together indoors, they do increase their risk of contracting COVID-19. And of course, the vaccination rates in general in our rural communities have been lower than they have been in our more metropolitan communities.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Dr. Dale Bratzler, University of Oklahoma's Chief COVID Officer and Associate Dean of OU's College of Public Health. So a lot of pregnant women have reached out, and a spike came after the Tylenol study. You know, and even though we've known Tylenol wasn't always, you know, category A or B, we knew that Tylenol was going to have issues in pregnant women eventually, and they were going to tell us to slow down. But I have a lot of pregnant women concerned that today's safety studies are not necessarily going to hold years from now. What advice are you giving to those who worry that the science might change and we'll find out, you know, oh, you know, wait a second here. You know, maybe it wasn't safe. What are you telling people to do now, today?
Well, I walked through the evidence that we do know at this point. You know, I think there are a couple of things that are really important for pregnant women to understand. When they get vaccinated, the vaccine actually does not get into the neonate, into the fetus. So, but they do benefit from the maternal antibody. So it gives the child some passive immunity. The other point I'd like to highlight and make very, very clear is that getting COVID during pregnancy is not a good thing, either for the baby or for the mother. As you know, there are studies now, very good studies done in the United States in academic centers that have shown that women who come into the hospital laboring who get COVID or have COVID, have substantially worse outcomes than women who don't have COVID. So I think it's really, really important that pregnant women understand that you don't want to get COVID during pregnancy. It's not good for your baby. It's not good for mom.
And I bring up Zika. Not that Zika, you know, infection mimics COVID, but look at how Zika was able to affect the fetuses. This is a virus where we still don't know all the nooks and crannies about, so I want to keep it as far away from, you know, fetuses as possible.
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the things that's important to note, you know, I get the routine concerns about fertility, and that's been disproven. You know, literally half the world's population has gotten at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. There are plenty of women still getting pregnant, and we just haven't seen any impact on fertility at all. That's been studied very well. But in pregnancy, again, there are literally millions of women who've received the vaccine, who have gotten pregnant, who've had successful and safe pregnancies and deliveries. They're just, at this point in time, there's no evidence of any severe side effects from being vaccinated during pregnancy.
Right. So how can people find out more information about the vaccine and get their appointment?
Yeah, so I tell everybody, talk to your primary care physician, talk to your physician, because they may offer the vaccine or they may have resources. Local, city, and county, local health departments have data and have vaccine available. Information can always be obtained from many pharmacies that now offer the vaccines, both independent and the chain pharmacies. And then you can go to vaccinate.gov, the U.S. website that provides information on vaccine. It can provide you links to go out and find places where you can get the vaccine.
Awesome. Dr. Bratzler, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
BlueStar Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working. We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, will try again on Wednesday to address the debt ceiling suspension bill.
Before the end of this week, the Senate must get a bill to the president's desk to address the acute crisis of the debt limit. President Biden was crystal clear in his speech this morning. If Republicans don't get out of the way and let the Senate take action now, our government will in all likelihood enter default for the first time ever.
The bill is aimed at increasing the national debt, now well over $28 trillion. Andrew Yang, who ran as a Democrat for both New York City mayor and the Democrat 2020 presidential primaries, says he left the Democrat Party and is now an independent. Yang wrote in a statement on his website Monday, quote, "And yet I'm confident that no longer being a Democrat is the right thing," end quote. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration wants more IRS agents to watch your bank account for all transactions over $600. That's just one of the items in the massive $3.5 trillion spending package. That's about the same amount of money the United States spent for all of World War II. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce discussed Democratic infighting over Biden's spending plan Monday. She believes much of what is in the $3.5 trillion spending bill is sold in terms that the public likes and not for what it really is.
The infrastructure. We talk about infrastructure bills. Well, we really care about infrastructure, but that's not what they're actually selling right now. This is why we care about it, so they use that phrasing. And in the meantime, you know, tree equity is not infrastructure. The ports are.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Monday Night Football last night, the Chargers beat the Raiders 28-14. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the big elephant in the room is, I don't know, is it our dependency on social media? Is our dependency on these computers and DNS servers? Is it our dependency on just Facebook? But something really weird happened. And it was just, it was interesting to see how people kind of were stressed. They were a little panicked. And I told you guys, look, and I wasn't able to do my live feed like I usually do, and I can't check on my family members without actually now having to personally call them and text them. And there's a lot of friends and family out there. And I didn't realize how reliant I am on Facebook. Instagram, not as much, but I use it. But apparently they were down for about 7 hours. And so when I heard that not only was Facebook and Instagram down, but Verizon, T-Mobile, I believe AT&T also had issues, I couldn't help think that this had to do with some sort of a cyber attack, that this was some country that was checking our weaknesses, and they got us, and they got whatever data they wanted to. And then when they were done, you know, they left, and then it took hours for all these entities to kind of get us back up and running. Well, that was my theory. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened. Other people said, well, it's because the quote-unquote whistleblower is right now slamming Facebook leaders for putting profits over people and is facing the Senate right now in a hearing, and that Facebook needed to kind of get all the ducks in a row. And you see memes of Mark Zuckerberg shredding things, and, you know, people, I don't know. So the conspiracy theories are abound. So what do we know? So, Daily Mail likes to break things down for us simply, so I like the way they do it. And they say that it was a global outage. We're still trying to figure out what it is. And that Facebook has not ruled out foul play. In fact, one theory is that a single person within the Facebook corporation accidentally deleted a bunch of code. And I don't buy that, but that might be kind of the working theory right now. So problems began around 11:45 Eastern time, even though about 15 minutes prior, cell phones had an issue. But nobody's really talking about that. Not sure why. I think that's kind of important. But those who play Oculus, use Facebook Messenger, all down. Facebook blamed the outage on a bungled server update. Says it was not an attack from outside the company. Now, that's gutsy, you know, considering their stocks dropped. You know, so for them to take the blame, saying are bad, I'm just still not 100% convinced that that's what happened. So they said the problem was caused by a faulty update that was sent to its core servers, which effectively disconnected them from the internet. My issue is whenever you update your computer and you update things, don't you do it in the middle of the night? Why would that be done on a busy Monday morning? That confuses me. You don't ever do updates on a busy Monday morning because just in case there's a glitch, it doesn't cause this widespread loss. So a Facebook staff member reportedly accidentally deleted large sections of code, which keeps the website online. Now, Facebook issued a statement saying the cause of the problem was a configuration change to the company's backbone routers, which coordinate network traffic between the tech giant's data centers. They say the disruption to network traffic had a cascading effect on the way our data centers communicate, bringing our services to a halt, which to me means that we're pretty vulnerable and to not have a system such as that. Web security firm Cloudflare offered more details about what happened, said that Facebook had effectively vanished from the internet. The social media company made a series of updates to its border gateway protocol, Cloudflare's chief technology officer said, and this BGP, this border gateway protocol, allows for the exchange of routing information on the internet, and it takes people to websites where they want to go. So it's like a roadmap that transports you to a location of each website known as the domain name system, the DNS, or its IP address. As a consequence, the DNS resolvers all over the world stopped resolving their domain names. So, all right. So this is how Daily Mail breaks it down, because I'm not very computer savvy, and if any of you are, please call in and explain to us what you think happened, because I really worry about our... I just worry about our you know, cybersecurity and our vulnerability. So apparently the domain name system, or DNS, is the directory of the internet. So when you click on a link, all right, Pornhub, Facebook, whatever, okay, you send an email, you open up a mobile app, Twitter, whatever, well, often one of the first things that has to happen is the device has to look up the address of a domain. And I guess there's two sides to a DNS network. There's the authoritative side, which is the web pages and the content. And then there's the resolver side, the devices that are trying to access this content. Every domain needs to have an authoritative DNS provider, and the servers that store all the records, like Amazon, Cloudflare, Google, you know, they have that authoritative role. On the other side are the resolvers. So every device that connects to the internet needs a DNS resolver, and I think we could even look it up on our phones. By default, these resolvers will automatically set by whatever network you're connecting to. So for most internet users, we might connect to an ISP or a Wi-Fi hotspot, a mobile network. Then that network operator is going to dictate which DNS resolver you'll use. They say most of these DNS services are slow and they don't respect your privacy. They said what many internet users don't realize is that even if you're visiting a website that's encrypted, it has the green padlock, all that, it doesn't keep your DNS resolver from knowing the identity of all the sites you visited. So I'm an open book, right? I go on to Fox News, CNN, CNBC, the Daily Mail, Facebook, I'll play Candy Crush, have at it. But by default, your ISP, every Wi-Fi network you're connected to, and the mobile network provider have a list of every site you've visited while using them. So if, you know, we went offline and somebody accessed that, then people have access to that. Now what most people think whenever we worry that there's a glitch or that our safety could have been compromised or something is, you know what, there's too much data. Who's going to stop and look up John Doe's things? Well, I don't care. I don't really have anything I'm worried about, but if somebody later, you know, is trying to, let's say, get a job, and they were looking up Trump, let's say, news, you know, they might not want people to think that they are interested in Trump, because then people will assume they support Trump, and then with all the canceling that happened right after, you know, he got elected, you know, so I understand people want privacy. I get that. So the tech giant is centralized, and so obviously other services like Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger, Oculus, which is that virtual reality headset that I like to play and exercise with because it's really, really cool, that went down. I didn't know because I was on air, and I didn't really use it until it went back up. So sadly, we have a very, very delicate system. This still doesn't explain what happened with the cell phones. People are saying, well, because of what happened to Facebook, it affected the cell phones, but the cell phones got affected first. I was still able to text on mine. I think I have T-Mobile. I don't know what I have. I have to ask my husband. But I still think it's a cyber attack. Facebook says it's not. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I know some of you are kind of concerned about the pediatric mandates and the school children mandates, and I don't want you pulling your kids out of school. I really don't like the idea of homeschooling if your child wants to be around other kids. So my question is, how many of you are going to move forward and get your child vaccinated if the FDA approves the pediatric vaccine, or how many of you want to hold off? I want to hear what you have to think. And I have to say, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So many parents are on the fence. They're not anti-vax, they're just on the fence. And they're concerned about giving their child a quote-unquote new vaccine if COVID is not a very, very prevalent sort of illness when it comes to kids. And remember, last year we were immediately told that children aren't at high risk, but can Trojan in the virus. And so we've kind of kept with the narrative that kids need to be vaccinated to keep teachers safe. Well, a lot of people got ticked off with teachers when teachers wouldn't come back to school. And so now the empathy doesn't seem to be as there as we had hoped. So now the next argument is, well, we need to protect your kids. So parents are asking, what exactly are the numbers? So they are interesting. Tragically, about 561 kids have died of COVID since January 2020. 561. If we average it per year, what we're looking at, what, 280 kids a year. That comes to about 0.008% of all the COVID deaths. All the COVID deaths were surpassing about 680,000 in the country. So me, I don't want to see anybody die of COVID. So to me, that's too many. But how does that compare to others? Well, in terms of flu-related deaths, it still surpasses that. Flu-related deaths, I think, have ranged anywhere between, let me see if I have here, about 188 happened in the 2019-2020 season. I think most pediatric deaths average between 37 to 188. One of the highest number of flu deaths happened during the swine flu in 2009 to 2010, where 358 children died. So parents are contemplating whether they give their kid the flu shot, whether they give their kid the COVID vaccine shot, or they give them both. One of you had asked, if I had to choose one, which one? Well, it's one of those things where the hospitalizations of kids during a normal flu season could be in the thousands. So I'm not a big fan of kids getting the flu. I'm also not a big fan of kids getting COVID because I don't trust this sucker. I don't know what the hell happened in China. I don't know where the virus came from. I don't know, even if they didn't tinker with it and manipulate the genome of the virus, if it was a virus that was sitting in a lab for 15, 20 years, I don't trust it either because it's not a naturally occurring virus. I have never seen anything like this virus. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't want kids getting the virus. And so when it came to my kids, I urged them to vaccinate. They were already over 18, so they had to make a decision by themselves. Mom, we're grown-ups now. I'm like, you don't look grown-up. You're still baby boy to me. Yeah, I go, okay, well, what decision are you going to make? No, we'll go get the vaccine. So they got the vaccine anyway. They weren't as excited about it. Most Gen Zs aren't. But they did. And I think what convinced them is they knew people that got very sick that went into the hospital with COVID. So when you look at COVID deaths versus flu deaths, COVID deaths are more. Now, mind you, with the hospitalization, the huge hospitalization rate we see each year with kids and flu, don't be surprised if the flu shot's going to be mandated, which is, you know, what some parents are concerned about. But what about other issues when it comes to the pediatric population? So, by the way, of those 561 children, 55% were boys. So it still seems to affect boys a little bit more than girls. But still, 45% to 55%, you know, it's still pretty split. So, by the way, we don't have the COVID vaccine yet for young kids. We have emergency authorization from 12 years old on up. We still don't have an emergency authorization from 5 to 11 or from 6 months to 5. They're working on it, and they think they're going to have it by the end of the year, which is why the school mandates aren't probably going to go into effect until the spring semester or until next year. But what California does want is anybody that is of that age where you can get the emergency vaccine They're mandating it. So what other illnesses do kids have? Well, surpassing COVID, drownings, apparently fatalities from last year was 3,900 drownings, car crashes 3,400, gun violence 3,200, traffic accidents 1,053, poisonings about 730, suicide 534. There were more suicides than COVID. Bike accidents were less. So COVID still ranges. By the way, you're going to see the headlines say 498. The numbers are about 561. So the numbers have gone up. And I think we just had another couple pediatric deaths. So those numbers are going up. So the truth of the matter is, and I'm really honest with you guys, is COVID kills. It looks like COVID kills more than flu. I think we could all agree with that. But there are other things that can hurt kids, which is why when we think about, when we decide to keep them out of school, you know, we have to look at the depression. We have to look at the accidents. We have to look at the, drownings. You know, if you have a pool and you don't have somebody watching the kid really well and they're a young kid, which is safer for them to be at school where there could be COVID or unwatched in a pool? You should have a gauge, but these are things that you need to kind of think about. So the headlines are going to be skewed. Some of them will say, you know, COVID death rate is way less than any other killer of kids, and they're right. Accidents are the number one killer of kids. But on the flip side, COVID death rates are higher than flu. So people always ask me, what would I do? If I had a, you know, four-year-old, would I get them COVID vaccinated? And my answer would be, I don't have to worry about that right now because the vaccine's not out yet. The vaccine's not approved yet for that age group. But if it did get approved, I would look at the data and I would want to see if a lot of four-year-olds had it. And I probably would vaccinate my four-year-old. I probably would vaccinate my kids. And for those of you going, well, why? You know, what about the long-term effects? Well, interestingly, with this latest study of immunity waning after 5 months from your full vaccination, so by 6 months, if the immunity is already waning, that to me means a lot of the elements of the vaccine aren't in your system, or the spike antibodies that, because we remember how these mRNA vaccines are made, because we're not even talking about Johnson & Johnson and kids. We're talking about a little piece of mRNA that's wrapped up in a lipoprotein that travels into the muscle cell. Then it tells the muscle cell to make new spike proteins. The cell makes the new spike proteins. Your immune system learns those spike proteins. So when the real virus comes, it's ready. So when people say, but that mRNA vaccine is going to live in your child's system for years and deposit, I don't know, because if the mRNA is really there, then it would be instructing cells to do what it's supposed to do. If not, it dissipates. Same thing with the lipoprotein. The substrates, I don't know much about PEG and how long that would last in the blood, but if immunity is waning in adults, and again, we don't know about waning immunity in kids because they're just studying safety of it. Then, you know, you kind of start to wonder, you know, I don't know. I don't think the vaccine would be long-term risky for kids. But again, all I could do is go with the knowledge now. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.